When we think of Twin Flame Reunion, we think of bliss, ecstasy, oneness, wholeness, and creation on every level and being bonded with that beloved to the point where we have merged into some harmonious movement that is moving forward in the same direction. So stay tuned because today I'm going to share with you 6 misconceptions about Twin Flame Reunion. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. So before we dive into the 6 misconceptions of Twin Flame Reunion, I would like to invite you to my Authentic Abundance Accelerator half-day immersive that's going to be live on Zoom on July 10th. It's a Sunday. Make sure to check out the link below because during that immersive, I'm not only going to be helping you uncover the deeper shadows of yourself that is blocking you from tapping into your power, your purpose, your passion, your prosperity, and your partnership, but we're going to be looking at activating, shifting, and changing your perception in new ways in all areas of your life so that you can come into the alignment of yourself in your life and your love and your livelihood. And that way you're able to tap into the highest version of you and experience and create abundance in all those areas. So I look forward to seeing you there. So make sure to check out the links below and I look forward to seeing you there. So I'd like to give a shout out to Heidi H., one of the viewers of my last video, the Twin Flame Harmonization video that you can find the link below and at the end of this and potentially even a card. I want to thank her for her very profound question and observation in that video that prompted this video. So here's what she had to say. I was surprised that you and Julian think from very different angles, very opposite polarities. Wow, I hope you will tell us more about that and give us some examples because I am having an agonizing confusion with my twin flame right now and strange communication that feels so unnecessary, as if it's from outside forces and the traumas we have both been through. So thank you, Heidi, because that prompted this video. And so I would encourage everyone to stay tuned because these 6 misconceptions were birthed out of this question. So the first misconception to Twin Flame Reunion is that people think the work is done when you reunite and that you're going to live happily ever after. And what I'm here to tell you in experience is the work has only just begun. When you begin to realign with your mirrored reflection, that is when you can really come into a place of seeing your darkness, seeing your shadows. Now, with that being said, just like everyone, I've had teachers and catalysts and lots of experiences. Everything is your mirror in this life. Everyone is your mirror. So it's going to be so important that you realize that it's about you at the end of the day. You can only shine at your brightest ability, your capability, once you've hit the deepest darkness. But the key in this to know that it's an evolution and that when we purge this pit, that it's an endless pit. And so I want to tell you, Heidi, you're not the only one that is surprised and has this preconceived notion that Julian and I are, you know, in our reunion and now it's sort of happily ever after and you got the fairy tale and you know it's life is grand and amazing and you're moving forward in missions and achieving happily ever after and all of these things. And I want to thank all of you for your support and your encouragement and all of these energy that you have helped assist with in the support of my journey. Before I kind of jump into giving you some examples of how this is like where the work is never done and how I can realize that and how I know this is the one and you know all these parts about the Twin Flame Reunion, I have to backdate a little bit and talk about my parents' relationship and the fact that I grew up in a Twin Flame home. I didn't fully realize that, especially even on the beginning of this journey of Twin Flames where I had this preconceived notion that my parents lived in so much chaos their entire life and that it was so karmic and they were carrying all this karmic stuff that they were still clearing, that I felt like that they would have purged that. They would have accomplished something greater. They would have let go of the fears and the limitations if they were in a reunion. But actually, I was shown throughout the process and started questioning about what was unfolding in front of me with my parents as I went through more and more inner child work and more healing with my parents in the physical reality over the last few years. And in doing that, if you can recall, I mentioned that your parents represent the relationship you're going to have with your twin flame. And if you are, say, for instance, and this is not always because it's masculine and feminine energy, so this can be reversed. But typically, if you're the female, your father is the one that's going to represent your twin flame. If you're the mother, your twin flame will be and mirror your mother. On the flip side of that, again, this is energy. So depending upon certain experiences, and especially your own personal lessons, will be dependent upon your dynamic of that. But that being said, growing up, I was in a state of constant chaos in my household. I never knew if my parents were going to stay together or not. It was every other day, every other week, every other month. You know, I kind of actually, and you know, this is like just honest to God truth, like there was a time in my childhood I could remember just kind of praying that they would get it over with, get a divorce, and that I could find balance somewhere in my own life, because it was constantly this up and down and not sure if anything was going to be stable or secure or not. Although, on the flip side, my dad really did represent a lot of stability and strength to me, especially as they kind of harmonized once time passed. My mother was very controlling with my father. My father had a lot of great dreams and wanted to plan all of these great things, but my mother was in a state of fear, limitation, and lack, and she would dim what it is that basically he could achieve. Because she wanted a family, she wanted security, she wanted stability, and she didn't want him taking these risks. And that was all due to her own limitations, her own lack of her whole life, and among many other fears that she had. So as I've done the work with healing my childhood wounds over the last few years, and especially over the last couple and the last year, basically, I really could see how not just, say, the twin flame experience, but everything and everyone was mirroring me to purge me of all of the deepest, darkest fears. And this was even leading up to Julian coming in, because the COVID hit me in that place that made me question and not really trust my own self based on some things that I had went through. And even my medical doctor had mentioned, you know, I had lost my confidence. So when we came together in more of a state of potential weakness, even though it was on the flip side being open, because there were certain things about the connection that would not have aligned had we not both been exactly where we were, because we were two strong individual people that had spent most of our lives alone, and that we weren't really open to receiving what we each needed. And so we had to be put through certain circumstances, certain things that would open us up to be receiving what we each needed, but doing it from the same place in a state of weakness. I had gotten COVID, he had gotten the shot and had issues. That is how we met, among other things he went through with that and his own healing and had been going through for a few years, as I was, some of the same things. But on the flip side of that, our lessons were actually the opposite thing that we were learning. So while we came together in a neutral place, then prior to that, I had been in this state of power. And I had the misconception that I would attract my power partner from a state of power, not weakness. So that sets us up for the second misconception of reunion. And that is that you have the misconception that you will realign in perfect harmony when you're in reunion. So like I talked about in the twin flame harmonization video last week, again, make sure to watch that if you've not already done that, but your twin flame is your equal and your opposite. And there are certain parts about each of you that carry similar concepts, similar components, and complement each other. And that is in the reversal of the yin and the yang energy, that the yin has the yang and the yang has the yin, but it's just a matter of the balance of the yin and the yang within each and how those polarities, then you actually polarize each other when it's not in the harmonization. And that polarization is to shift the inner energy within you that is causing you both to shift. So what I want to say about that is a forced shift, Heidi, that you talk about, it's coming from the energetic polarities that come together between the two of you that is forcing the energy inside of you to shift into balance. Everything around you is coming from this place of energetically in alignment to attract the experiences you need for the parts of yourself that you need to move and shift into. So this is not even coming from your twin flame doing anything intentional or trying to do anything from the mind. It's an energetic shift. Now, Julian and I carry so much energy, okay? Our dichotomy is so great and expanded because of the fact that part of our mission, part of our contribution for the world is to help to bring neutrality to the world. So let's just start with the concept, as I mentioned last video, that, you know, he's black and I'm white. Look at the racism, look at the division, look at the separation in people in general, in society. This is healing my grandfather of being at the head of the KKK and his family coming from one of the primary slave regions of Africa. And there's so much karmic stuff in that we are clearing for our ancestors, and we signed up for it. And that's where when people get this misconception of the karma, is it toxic or should you set yourself up for it? There is a fine line between what you chose to do in your soul contract and what you can actually do in your physical reality based on you're not going to get out of the experience, you're not going to get out of the lesson. So at the end of the day, there's polarization is creating the combination of the push-pull within you. Technically, the imbalance is coming from within. As long as the balance stays balanced within the individual selves, that then creates the harmonization that is going to magnetize you. The minute you get out of balance, or one of you get out of balance, it will shift you both out of balance. And we know this, but like, I'm going to give you an example of the equal and opposite and the contrast in this. So me by nature would consider myself harmonic, okay? Literally, my name is Harmony, and legally Harmony now. And this, my whole life has been running from opposing energy in my household, from my parents and from my father specifically, that was my reflection of everything I didn't want to be because I wanted to be the opposite. And he showed me what the opposite was, which helped me become the opposite version of myself, or the opposite of him, I should say. And then on the flip side of that, you know, I have spent so much time trying to find this inner state of balance. And up until I got COVID, my life was the most balanced life and being you could probably imagine, except for my social life and my relationship. Those things were out of alignment. And I knew last year that's where I did the calling in love, which, by the way, make sure to check out a link to that if you're really wanting to call in the love and open up that space. That's what I did in January of 2021, calling in love. I'll make sure I have a link to that. But I go with the flow. I stay neutral. I bring internally this balance between these polarities, okay? But on the flip side of that, Julian, his energy is so powerful, so strong, and so expanded, and so like he's a tsunami. And his tsunami rocks my boat, okay? And in the tsunami, you know, I used to feel like, because he's all or nothing and I'm harmony, it's either black or white, or I'm all in and, you know, I might like not eat all day and then I eat like everything. I might eat really good and then all of a sudden I have a bag of chips all at once. And you know, that's just little things that represent how he operates in every state of his being. And I'm the opposite of that. And so energetically, that there's no judgment in that on either part. However, it does certain parts between us, it creates the rock, the boat, and the chaos, so to speak, that forces you to look within yourself. But the key is, when I talked about last week's video about the chaos and order, what that really means, you could change the words to expansion and balance. So chaos is expanding you and the order is balancing you. And so the thing is, in the expansion, that is expanding you to get out of your comfort zone, that is literally molding you and helping you grow more. Now, I always looked at, if it was all or nothing, that you need to find balance in your all or nothing. And while you do need to find balance in that, okay, so he does need to come into more balance of that. For me, I need to not be as focused, okay, as restricted, as constricted, or trying to hold and maintain some sense of order. And so he pulls me out of the order and I'm pulling him into the order. Okay, he pulls me out of order and I pull him into order. And that is helping us neutralize the chaos. One, for me, chaos affected me. And because it affected me in the all that expansion, being pulled and vacuumed, I've been around ascension teachers that just being energetically around them and them being Aquarius make my fire just go room all over the place. And I couldn't even think straight that I would have to just distance myself from these people because it affected me so bad. And as empaths, that does affect us. But what we're being taught in this neutralization and coming into a neutrality point is to be in the disorder without it affecting you. So Julian can be in total chaos and he brings balance to it. And then to anchor in some of that energy has been his challenge, to root it in, to follow through. And plus, you know, he's a Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is the wonder, the seeker, the, you know, always, you know, roaming, the gypsy kind of energy. And I'm a fixed sign. So, I mean, there you go. There's another opposite. So the third misconception about reunion is that you need to communicate and express your feelings and set your boundaries and do all of these things. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do those, but it's a one-sided viewpoint looking at it from, I just need to voice my opinion, I need to share my feelings, I need to do all these things. And a lot of this, for my personal self, I was suppressed my whole life, so I had learned how to express. But in that expression, it's then I like wanted to vomit, okay? And that's going to the opposite side of the polarity, being out of balance, meaning I lost any listening skills. And I realized even in that, I never really had listening skills to the level that Julian has, that then he basically has listened a lot. I have expressed a lot. I've been suppressed coming into expression. He's been suppressed as well, expressing in other ways. Then it started flipping into the fact that my expression triggers his suppression. And then it needed to flip from, he needed to express more, I need to listen more. But when he has been suppressed and I express, that triggers his suppression, and he has a need in order to like process in time and space. But I have a need to, like, if I need, got something on my, you know, chest, if I just say it, it's done. Okay. So that has created a thing where we've had to learn how to show up for each other, but show up for ourselves at the same time. And what I want you to know is I've learned in that twin flames are in constant communication, because throughout that process, I have acted and I've learned just what I teach, that you can communicate still and the connection of the higher self is always there. So if I've not been able to verbally express at times, I've realized it's because I'm actually to use that energy for more of a creative expression, more of a physical expression, more of an inner expression, and also to then communicate from a higher self to be able to share and connect and ask for what your needs are. Because technically, what I want you to realize, some of it was feeling these, a big one is feeling I need to share my needs. These are my needs. These are my values. This is what I want. He already knows that. Okay. So repeating it one more time to him doesn't mean anything. It's the action of all of it between the two that counts for him. So in that, then I have realized that for my feminine self doesn't need to speak my voice another time or again. like my mother. See, this was my mother and father coming through. So, you know, I see things acting out with my father being the mirror of Julian and responding in the mirror of my mother and knowing that, you know, and not even in the same way, but really in a finite way, the same thing that's purging out and changing the pattern of our parents, really. That's what we're doing here. And so in that, though, I know from my feminine side, here's the key. I know from my feminine side, I don't want to have to ask for my needs. I want to create them. I want them to show up. I want to be supported, and I want my needs to be met without having to ask. And so I've left that as an open vessel to receive my needs. And when I let that go, he shows up every time giving me what I need, what I've asked for, what without asking. And it's really beautiful when you can watch it unfold. And I'm here to tell you that while you think you might need to verbally vomit, retain some of this energy, express it out in your creativity, change the physical expression of your being and your body, and shift your inner expression, become the vessel of receptivity, and allow what you desire to show up for you. So the fourth misconception of reunion is coming into the belief system that the whole twin flame reunion is completely in divine order. And I say that because while it is in divine order and things will shift you in the direction you need to go, you did sign up for this in a place of learning lessons and for soul growth and your evolution of the soul's long-term karmic balance. But on the flip side of that, you also have free will. And in the free will, it's about how you go about the journey that is your free will. So when you allow what you desire to show up, that then helps you learn to control the order and the chaos where you kind of become the puppet and the puppeteer. And what that means is, you know, there is a divine order, and in that divine order, it's what you've signed up for. And that on the flip side of that, you're to surrender and let go of your resistance to allow these things to transpire to take place. But on the flip side, you then, the only thing you fully have control over is your own thoughts, feelings, your own actions, and how you show up. And one of the things I have to tell you is I was talking to a new client just the other day, and she was talking about being triggered by a person that has started to activate her and kind of show up in a similar way than the person that has showed up as her twin flame after they split up, and still hitting the wound, still hitting the triggers, still hitting the abandonment, and thinking that, well, if we could be together, we could heal this faster than if we were apart. And I said to her, the healing is already underway. That is how all of this is happening for you to be able to see, feel, to heal what it is you have within yourself, that if this did not shine light on your wound, you wouldn't have seen it any other way. So be sure to stay open to everything, attached to nothing, and don't be too fixated on one person or another, because this is your journey. So the fifth misconception of reunion is that the whole entire twin flame connection is karmic or toxic. Now, that being said, it can be. And you might be on the side of the fence that says, I have to set a boundary. I have to step away. I have to step out of this and step out of the loop because you're creating it. On the flip side of that, the minute you take back your power from that, it changes everything inside of you. And now you can't go from all or nothing necessarily in that concept. You got to find the neutrality. And it's about shifting into the sense now of learning the other side. And to learn the other side is that is also to stay open without allowing yourself to become triggered. So I want to kind of talk about this from the standpoint of these so-called karmic toxic relationships are literally transforming your trauma triggers. And one of the things that is very important, there's a couple of things in this healing wound concept, okay? So it's all helping you see your wounds. And I even had a friend of mine message me, twin flame friend of mine, message me this morning. I talked to her about some really deep experiences I went through that was literally mirroring old patterns that I didn't think I had anymore, and how it would take these situations to see them. And that was on Wednesday. And today she said, you messaged me that on Wednesday And now I see what you're talking about. And I realize that I would not see this if the other person wasn't mirroring it for me and triggering me in that aspect. And now I have some deep stuff to clear. And she's been in a great place for a while. So one of the key things I want to talk about here for you is something that my dad taught me in our contrast, in our dichotomy, and the opposing energy with my father, is that not to take things personal. Because right before my father had went into like a really bad seizure for a couple of hours, that then he never was the same for almost a year before he passed away, he disowned me because I legally changed my name to Harmony, and he cut me off, wouldn't speak to me, deleted me from his phone, and for like at least almost 3 months. And he came back around just before he had this episode. And then that's when we went into some really deep work. But one of the things he really taught me in that was not to take things personal. I knew at that point that everything that my dad was going through was his own wounds. I knew it was his own inner child, his own need to be right, his own stuff, okay? So when you have your twin flame coming in at that same concept, you can't take this personal. It's not about you. It's about them. And what the only job you have is trying to separate yourself from their wound. And one of the things that I have learned through my own twin flame reunion in this is how to separate my stuff from Julian's stuff. And it is hard. It's like a fine line. Because number one, we're both empaths. He's more of an empath than even I am. And I have learned to do things and filter things and not absorb them. And he feels anything and everything from everyone. And then our relationship, even he was doing some work on me the other night, and went through a past life clearing with the chiropractor that I was working with that did a past life detox on me. And there was lots of these layers of this stuff coming out of me. And he was doing some work on me and on my neck. And it was like somebody hitting me in the head in his third eye with a sledgehammer. And he got really a bad headache just from doing the work on me. And he does that with people sometimes because of his massage therapy background. But with me, it's much more impactful because of our dynamic, our connection. And what I will say is, you know, the stronger you are, the harder the smack kind of experience. But what I've learned in this and how to separate from it is to realize that not only am I learning compassion for the other person and empathy for the other person, I'm learning humility that's healing humanity. And that's where I've talked about learning how to heal yourself with the love you have for the other person. So the minute you realize this is not about you, it's about their wounds, for whatever the reaction is. And when you do that and you can accept that and you can love them anyway, you just healed your own wound in the process. And this is how you heal your own wound. And you will revisit this to purge and purify, to rewrite these relationships and reprogram the patterns and, you know, the belief systems and everything you've had with your parents in the process. Because what I will tell you is, in this, so Julian represents a lot of my father and the opposing energy because of how differently we think in just our ideas, our concepts, our belief systems. While we have a lot of the same, the viewpoints are from opposite perspectives. And so it's not about, is it right or wrong? It's about, this is a perspective and this is a perspective. But he's very strong in his belief systems, as I have been. And there is a lot about that that is shifting him into also seeing other sides, but then also resisting seeing the other side, which I've also been there in that too. So on the flip side of that, he was abandoned by his father. And so he's had wounds of, you know, like hard to open up to people and will heal everyone else as sort of a distraction versus focusing on everything on him. On the flip side of that, I represent a lot of his mother. And, you know, his mother was a single parent and she worked to, you know, feed the children and, you know, didn't have the man there for her. And that represents my life. And, you know, he then became the one at a young age to fend for himself, an only child. And, you know, his mother, you know, he would go do the shopping for his mother. He would do all these things for his mother while she worked. And, you know, he came here from another state and left his practice and came here, has been the wind beneath my wings, love everything about everything that he has done for me, because he has done so much more than anyone has done from a nurturing standpoint and a loving standpoint and an opening standpoint. On the flip side of that, he's also been trying to own his power, find his way, do what he needs. And so my need for certain needs are shifting him to go into his power and to be more of the provider, more of the protector, and more of the stability that I have a need for. And these roles are reversing and it's shifting. And we're both out of it seeing what we each need that, you know, doesn't feel comfortable going through it, but we can step back and see what we are in is what we need. It may not be what we want, but it's what we need. And that's how you know that if you were to step out of it, you would be running from what you need, and what you need may not be what you thought you needed. So that brings us to the fifth misconception, that you and your twin flame will be on the same page from get-go. And that is not necessarily the truth. That is something that I have talked to a lot of twin flames, been in reunion for a long time, and then just waking up to being in the reunion. And some that I've seen, some that I've watched, some that I've helped. It always takes, when you're even coming together, this rotation of energy that's bringing you together, that's getting you on the same page. Now, something that can help you do that is to reprogram your viewpoint of all these things. So when you're looking at all of this, what are you focusing on in your twin flame? Are you focusing on all their flaws? Are you focusing on the fact that these are gifts for you? Are you focusing on the good things for them? So I know personally, like, I want to support Julian. I want to be his cheerleader. I want a cheerleader. And while on some end he is my cheerleader, he's also on the opposing energy, the one that will look at my work and basically tell me everything about it that needs to be viewed a different way. And in that, I looked at it and thought it was perfect. And then that takes me back to the drawing board to relook at things, revisit things, and to teach me, as you are being taught, how to step outside and think outside of a box. That's expanding our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our ability to create. And the key in that is you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to let go of everything you've believed in. You have to be willing to surrender and then let go of your resistance, so that, you know, if you're resisting, they're going to feel it through the empath and through that telepathic connection, and know that things can be different should you see them different. So what that really means is that your twin flame is helping you change your viewpoint. And there are three things in the viewpoint I want to talk about from different perspectives, different angles of this, because in that twin flame harmonization, and that Heidi mentioned that we have different viewpoints, and even in the photo that we had, I mentioned in the twin flame harmonization, I'm looking in one direction, he's looking in another. So the first part of that is our projection in that viewpoint. So first off, we project our own wounds onto another person, and in this case our twin flame, expect them to think, feel, and act the same way we see, feel, and do things. And this just isn't true. You have to realize that what you sometimes maybe you're blaming on to the other person or projecting onto the other person is literally a mirrored reflection of your own fear, your own state that you're not willing to see. So if you have a projection onto your twin about your wound, you need to go back within and say, where am I doing this to myself? Where does this exist with myself? And if my twin is treating me this way or another person and it feels toxic, what are they teaching me out of that? And where do I do this in my own life somewhere? And this is what I would tell you is because you're hiding it in a subconscious and you're not willing to see it. And that's why you're still going through the cycle. So I invite you to look really deep in that and change your perception. So the second part of that is the perception. The perception is your response to what you do feel and see and what you're willing to heal. And that we limit because we don't want to see things sometimes. So our perception needs expanded, okay? And then we have our perspective. And the perspective is our viewpoint on things that happen or experiences. So the perception is things that come into us and our response to them. And the perspective is our viewpoint of takeaway information that we process about the experiences. So our perspective needs to change and view things from a different state, showing that this is happening for me, not to me. Now, our perception when the trigger comes in and the response needs to be like, this is a gift. I thank you. And then the projection is that what you see in them is really the mirrored reflection of you and you being willing to own that. And the minute you do, then you're really able to then show up in a way in all areas of your life to receive the kind of love you technically want that you're technically rejecting yourself on some level, because those places are so deep, so painful, we don't want to do that to ourselves. And that's why someone's here, is to help you find yourself, to love yourself, to heal yourself. And that, my friends, is a gift. And while my whole life I ran from energy that was opposing, I can see very clearly that if I separated from this opposing energy that is very strong and taking me so deep within myself, I would be running from myself. And I know that I'm to surrender and I'm where I'm to be, and that this is helping me be the best version of me. And you guys are watching me turn into that. People around me are seeing it and just baffled. And then I will also tell you, as I mentioned when I started this video, people then look at what Julian and I as the whole from their external projection or perception or their perspective of it and view it as something different than it fully is. You're only seeing one side. I'm here to tell you the other side. Okay, if this has been helpful for you, please let me know in the comments below. And I want to also say that I had started a mirror challenge, a 10-day challenge on my social media pages for Instagram and Facebook. So get plugged into those resources, because I encourage you to be willing to see your own reflection in your own mirror of your own world, and not just your twin flame, but everything in your world is a mirrored reflection of you. And don't forget to get plugged into the Authentic Abundance Accelerator half-day immersive, because my goal is to help you shift your projection, your perception, and your perspective so you can view everything in your life from a place of abundance and receive what you desire with ease and grace. So you will find more resources there. May you always feast your ears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. I'll see you in the next video. Namaste.